It is a yearly pilgrimage this time of year for architecture buffs and designers who go off to the deserts. The more than week-long modernism event in Palm Springs draws thousands for a look at some of the priciest home schemes you can imagine. But you can skip the deserts and the amount of money you're going to pay to get there and check out a very interesting architecture tour that's going on closer to home, closer to Los Angeles this weekend, and it is in Compton. Frances Anderton hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture, and she's here now to tell us what folks will see at that show if you do intend to go. And she's here with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
So what are folks going to see if you check out Compton this weekend?
Basically, what you're going to see in Compton is buildings by African-American architects. We're talking schools, hospitals, community centres. We're talking the Compton City Hall. Now, this is a very striking late modernist building from the mid-1970s. It was designed by the African-American architect Harold Williams. We'll also see the Charles R. Drew University of Medicine and Science, designed by Drake Dillard. He'll be actually leading the tour with another architect named Jason Morris, both of them African Americans. And we should say that this tour is partly to show you architecture, but it's also to show you specifically architecture by Black architects. It's in honor of Black History Month. And the point is to introduce people who see these buildings to the stories behind them. And those stories include some of the barriers that Black architects have had to overcome. For example, Jason Morris, he told us that part of what is significant about the Compton City Hall is the following.
At the time in 1968, Black architects weren't getting commissions like that. And as a result of, you know, the Civil Rights Act, you had a lot more Black architects getting commissions like that. He was even quoted in an LA Times article saying that he was determined to bring the community of Compton quality architecture.
He being Harold Williams, the architect.
How much of a struggle has it been, Frances, for African-American architects to get their due, for them to get the pieces of work that they want seen in greater Los Angeles?
Well, it's taken its sweet time, let's say. For many decades, the architecture profession was, it's fair to say, a white boys' club. The numbers of women in the profession have grown over the years. Minority architects are still underrepresented. In fact, this tour grew out of a project by the National Organization of Minority Architects to document the contributions of African-American designers and architects in LA. We should say that those projects include the LX Theme Building, whose hand, in which you can see the hand of the very notable African-American architect Paul Revere Williams. He's kind of the patriarch of Black architects in Los Angeles and beyond, and his works include the LAX Theme Building and the First AME Church of Los Angeles, as well as many private residences that he was designing back when very few minority architects were represented in the profession.
It's so interesting to me because we talk about Compton, right? And you think of Suge Knight and Tupac Shakur and Straight Outta Compton. You think about a place, well, I mean, that has a higher crime rate that perhaps isn't the place where you would think of architecture as a first and foremost thing. But Mayor Asia Brown recently said, you know, I want to make Compton into the new Brooklyn. I want it to be the next hip place. Does that sort of fit in to that transition that she wants?
Why not? You know, what's great about Asia Brown, she comes from a background of urban planning. She's coming with that sensibility. She's coming with a love of cities, a love of buildings. And there's a whole bunch of architects in LA ready to build in Compton and show that it is more than that rather narrow definition.
So, Frances, if you want to go to this show, what do you do? How do you get there? What kind of information is out there?
Well, you could start by going to DNA's blog at kcrw.com/DNA blog. There you'll find a link to AIA LA, which is the American Institute of Architects in LA, which is sponsoring the tour. And there you can get tickets and space on the tour that starts at 10 a.m. this Sunday.
All right. Sounds exciting. Frances Anderton, this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.